And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're looking into Westport's Berhad. Now, its second quarter revenue increased 12.5% to $522 million quarter-on-quarter. Now, you're forecasting revenue for this financial year to increase 14.4% to $1.9 billion. Now, where do you see growth coming from?
Well, the improvement in top line, I think, will largely be driven by the volume growth. As we see Westport as a prime beneficiary from the current shakeup in the shipping industry and also the formation of Shipping Alliance. Now, this will draw transshipment volume into Westport. Beyond that, we also see yield improvements, especially in the gateway traffic, to continue to drive revenue growth in the near term.
And you mentioned Shipping Alliance, so that's right. The formation of the Ocean Alliance, that's consisting of four of the four biggest shipping liners in the world, is set to launch sometime in April next year. Now, it's set to pave the way for greater market access and also increased traffic flow in the industry. Now, how do you see this potentially impacting the shipping industry and also Westport's Berhad?
Yeah, Shipping Alliance are the next frontier in container shipping industry. Now, this is really designed to curb capacity and also reduce costs by leveraging on the scale. We do see incremental benefit from the formation of Ocean Alliance to Westport because market access to new Alliance member and customers such as Evergreen and China Costco could draw more transshipment traffic to Westport. Now, this is because generally Alliance member, they do transship at a single common hub for efficiency and logistical purposes. And we expect Westport to be the designated transshipment hub for the Ocean Alliance within this region.
And there are also concerns and spell news reports that Westport may potentially lose its biggest customer, CMA CGM, which may possibly relocate its operations to Singapore from Hong Kong. Now, CMA contributes 30% of total throughput to Westport. What's your view on this, Aaron?
Yeah, our underlying assumption is that CMA CGM could move at most up to one-third of its existing container to Singapore, but we think the overall impact is still manageable. Firstly, we do not think CMA would move the entire volume because they have already committed to a dual hub strategy which includes Westport and Singapore. Secondly, any substantial shift in transshipment volume will require a longer time frame as they would have to reconfigure the logistic and infrastructure channels to prevent any disruption to the delivery schedule. Now, this will buy time for Westport to secure new customer once its capacity has been freed up. Thirdly and lastly, we think that net incremental boxes from the Ocean Alliance, in addition to the organic growth that Westport has, would be sufficient to compensate for the loss in CMA volume.
And talking about other increasing competition, we're also seeing more competition from other ports as well. From Port of Tanjung Pelepas, or PTP, that's expanding its capacity, as well as PSA, Singapore Ports, which is also beginning its construction of its future Tuas Mega Port. Are there any more concerns of increasing competition to West Ports as well?
We think regional competition remains rational and still very supportive on the overall growth of the port operation along the Straits of Malacca. Most of the PTP expansion is really catered for its biggest customer, which is the 2M Alliance, and higher gateway volume in line with the rising urbanization at Southern Malaysia. Now, as for PSA, which is Singapore, its expansion could have some impact on Westport, but we think that Westport's superior productivity and cost advantages can continue to underpin its competitiveness and ensure its market share growth.
And Westport is, of course, not resting on its side. It's also expanding its own capacity via the construction of City 8 and City 9. How much are you expecting this to add to its total container handling capacity, earnings growth, and do you think it can possibly fill up this capacity as well?
Yeah, the construction of City 8 and City 9 is expected to bring Westport total annual capacity to 16 million TEUs. Now, this represents an increase of 45% or 5 million boxes of containers over its capacity of 11 million currently. We believe this will continue to underpin its Westport earnings growth in the near term. And so far, we don't see an issue for Westport to fill its utilization rate because from what we understand now, it's running at a high rate of more than 80%. And actually, a more comfortable range will be between 75 to 80%. So we don't see an issue on Westport trying to fill up the capacity.
And the industry is also expecting another tariff hike revisions for container movements in 2018. That's in 2 years' time. Now, the last time the hike was done was in 2015. Now, what's your estimate of the quantum and speed of increase of this tariff revision?
Yeah, the tariff revision in 2018 is fairly certain for the quantum, which has been decided at 15% for the terminal handling charges, and this has been approved by the Ministry of Transport. Now, the only risk is the timing of the implementation, as is the first case with the first revision in 2015, which was subsequently delayed by 2 months. We expect the second round of the hike to take effect, to take place in the third quarter of 2018, and we see limited risk for any material delays to this.
All right. With this tariff hike in mind, Aaron, will we see better earnings and yields for Westport in coming years?
On the whole, the tariff hike will immediately contribute to better earnings visibility and also bottom line growth, as Westport can immediately pass on the higher charges directly to customers, especially for the gateway cargoes. Nonetheless, we are projecting a more gradual yield improvement rather than a staggered increase, as we think that Westport can only raise charges once the service agreement with their respective customer expires. Now, this service agreement generally ranges within 1 to 2 years, but we do see this tariff hike to contribute to its bottom line growth in the near term.
And last question, Aaron. According to WTO, World Trade Organization, they've actually recently downgraded their 2017 global trade forecast, with trade volumes now expected to grow just between 1.8 to 3%. Is there any concern of a slowdown in global trading and shipping volumes and impact to Westport as a result?
Overall industry outlook remains negative, with freight rates likely to remain depressed amid ample supply of ships. Now, on the back of slower trades, we believe actually the smaller ports that cannot accommodate larger vessels are at risk of being obsolete and eliminated from the traditional shipping routes. This is actually having a positive impact at Westport, as it is one of the very few transshipment hubs along the Straits of Malacca that can berth among the biggest vessels in the world. So coupled with the ongoing shipping consolidation and the shipping formation of the shipping lines, we do continue to see positive growth and impact on Westport.
Thank you. That was Aaron Key, analyst at Affin Hwang Capital. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.